Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Let's Coach with Mark and Carol, and the show that brings you the best from the professional coaching world for you to use in your everyday life. My co-host, Carolyn Owens, and I are both professional coaches. I'm an executive and leadership coach. Carolyn is a career coach. We both love what we do, and we love to bring stories about coaching and small businesses to our listening audience. Carolyn and I are both big believers in what we like to call paying it forward. People who are doing wonderful things in their local communities or even in the larger world that really make the world a better place. It's something that I find small business people do a lot, love to do, want to do. And there are a lot of those folks out there. So we get a lot of that as a theme on many of our shows. We've got an interesting show for you today. We're bringing to the show a lady by the name of Wendy Darling. Wendy has a program called Miraculous Loving, and she's got a method around that. We're going to talk to Wendy about that here in a little bit. Things are staying busy for Carolyn and I. In fact, Carolyn is going to join us a little late today in studio. She's juggling three things at once, as am I. I'm in the process of selling a house that I've lived in for about 30 years, and there's a lot of work involved in that I didn't realize. But it's a heck of a lot of fun and keeping me busy. I continue to do lots of work with my coaching clients, lots of strategic planning, something I think is very important and something that people don't necessarily do enough of, and Carolyn has just entered the studio. But anyway, so there's a lot of strategic planning work that I do. Hello, Carolyn. I didn't recognize your number right away for some reason.
I won't say what's kicking in that you didn't recognize it. I'll leave that one alone today.
For those of you who don't know, I'm much older than Carolyn. She likes to point that out every chance that she gets. Thank you very much.
Okay, you said much older. I didn't, so.
It is what it is, you know?
So I've been listening. I just had to, if you hear a lot of background noise, let me know and I'll change my location. I'm actually in D.C. today. I have been teaching for government agency the past 2 days on free trial services, teaching on resume writing and interviewing with the federal government. And I have to say it's been a great time. We've been having a lot of fun. People are learning a lot, sharing a lot. And, you know, I think they have improved their skills in the past 2 days. So we planned the lunch break so I didn't want to miss time on the show with our listeners and our guests today. So we planned our lunch break around the show time.
And I really appreciate that. doing this radio program is a heck of a lot more fun when the two of us get to do it together. Both of us have had occasion to do it on our own. Not that we can't do that. We're both fully capable of it. But, man, doing it with Carolyn surely makes it a whole lot more enjoyable. Carolyn and I bring very different perspectives to things, and Carolyn laughs, and so do I. We used to work together, and we would approach things very differently, and it makes us a very effective team because of that. But it does lead to some interesting situations on occasion.
So definitely if the background noise, it gets too loud, definitely let me know because it's in and out traffic down here in D.C. in the building that I'm at. But I can relocate if I need to.
Well, so far it's been pretty good. We haven't picked up a lot of noise in the back, so it sounds good.
Awesome.
So anything else you want to share with the listeners today?
Oh, no. It's just it's been a great week. Like I said, getting to come down here back into the city in the D.C. area and just continuing to work with clients and writing. I've been able to write more lately. And, you know, recently, a lot of our listeners know I'm a member of CEO Space International. And one of the things I got the Jew, and it was recently Wendy Lipton Dibner was here in town, actually in Maryland, on her book tour, and she stopped in to talk to a lot of the CEO Space members and people in the area about her book, and it's called Focus on Impact. And I've actually been reading it on my train rides in, and it's a great book from what I've read so far. But I encourage our listeners, you know, I talk about recommended reading on my website and to my clients. And I think that if you're a business owner who is trying to grow their business, it's an excellent book to read. And I encourage you to get it, Focus on Impact. And I'll be talking more about it if you're following me on social media. But she also gave me an award for Focus on Impact and the difference that I make as a coach and leader, and that was unexpected, and I'm very thankful for that. So it's a great time. Some of our prior guests were there, Ken Rashawn of the Umbrella Syndicate, and Michelle McBride, who is a regional director for CEO Space. And our guest today is actually an instructor with CEO, and I'm looking forward to doing the interview today.
So before we have Wendy join us, why don't you tell the audience how they can get in touch with you?
Well, if you want to get in contact with me, you can always give me a call or text me at 901-218-7664, or you can email me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net, or you can find me on social media on Twitter at Carol R. Owens, or on Facebook at infinitycoaching-co. And Mark, how can they get in touch with you?
You can email me at dmthorne@verizon.net. You can give me a call at 301-717-1185, or you can find me on social media. I am out and about on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Twitter, so I'm fairly easy to track down. And if you'd like to talk to Carol and I or to Wendy, live and on the show today, you can give us a call at 602-753-1726. That's 602-753-1726. And you can be live and on the air. So, Carol, we have a caller. I'm guessing it might be Wendy. I'm going to bring the caller live if you're ready for me to do that.
I'm ready. I'm excited about today's show.
Good morning. It is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi there. How are you both today?
We're doing well, thank you.
So I'd like to go ahead and start with an introduction, and so our listeners can know a little bit about you. Wendy Darling is the founder of the Miraculous Loving Institute and a recognized relationship and transformational change expert. She's the creator of Miraculous Loving Methods, and it's her unique transformational system. She has over 30 years of experience as a business and life transformation expert, management, and organizational development consultant, radio talk show personality, keynote speaker, and columnist. She has the number one best-selling book, which is The Miracle That Is Your Life, and she holds a Bachelor of Science degree in education, a Master of Education, and a specialist degree in counseling psychology and postgraduate work in management and organizational development. And her clients have dubbed Wendy as their personal fairy godmother for her ability to help them turn their dreams into reality. And I want to say, knowing Wendy personally, her bio just does not do her justice. I have, you know, seen and known how she has worked with some very high-level clients who she has basically, through her unique coaching methods, saved their marriage and brought them back together in a way that, you know, they had never experienced before. And so she's a friend. I know how great her work is, and I am so honored to have her with us today. So thank you so much for joining us, Wendy.
Oh, well, you're very sweet. Thank you. I love having these kind of opportunities for us to connect and have these conversations, and if a few other people are listening, and we'll see how this time goes.
You know, I want to start by saying that you one of the philosophies that you impart is that the importance of relationships in all aspects of your life,
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
it's key. And, you know, why do relationships matter so much?
Well, when I really look back at my life and my career, I got to see personally the times that I was really thriving and the times that I was more just getting by. And the times that I was really that I have been able to thrive have been when I've really had that special relationship in my life, surrounded by good friends, you know, and really immersed in my family. And one of the things, to hopefully still answer your question, that became very obvious to me was how so many people today are overcompensating and they're out of alignment. And quite honestly, I meet and work with a lot of people that are just plain tired. And I think part of that is because the way our, especially in the United States, the way our work ethic has developed, the way people have been working and trying to improve in their quality of life has also maybe created an imbalance. Now, for me, I was in corporate America for a number of years, both internally and then as a consultant. And there is no bias, there is no judgment in what I'm about to say. It's just what I have observed for myself and others. But as a woman, I lived in a very male-modeled environment. And what I'm, and that's not to say the men are bad or or any of that. It's just that it took the skills I developed had me develop more of the masculine aspects of myself as opposed to being able to just develop me. And I see that a lot. I work with a lot of women as well as men, and I've seen that today. And I remember when I began to shift more and more, I realized that a different way of interacting with each other was becoming necessary. You know, I had that strong achievement orientation, which served me very well, but at the same time, coming home to my husband and still being that person wasn't so great. So it's been a little confusing, first of all, in the roles that different people have experienced in their relationships. But what I've also seen is how when we find a way to make it work and find a way to get you just living more authentically, and then attracting that person in your life, or if you're already in a relationship, you know, working, you know, shifting the Rubik's Cube pieces, so to speak, so that there's really beautiful synergy between the two of you, that makes a huge difference because that is what nourishes us. That's what replenishes us. We're not designed to live by ourselves and live on mountaintops and, you know, meditate all day or whatever it might be for somebody. Nor do we want you to be less productive, successful, and effective. So that's kind of the gist behind why I decided to really focus on relationships. And if I could even take it just one little step further, I also work with people on the relationships with themselves. And find those missing pieces or the holes in your heart that you didn't even know were being suppressed by something. And to allow people to really blossom. So I work with relationship with yourself, your intimate relationships, the relationship with others, but also your finances and success. And there's typically a real correlation in all of that.
We have a caller on air. I'm going to bring them on and see if they've got a question for you, Wendy. Give me a second.
Okay.
Caller whose number ends in 37, you're live and on the air with on Let's Coach with Mark and Carolyn. Okay. Caller must just be listening in. That's fine.
So it's interesting.
So you talked about spending time in the corporate world and seeing this lack in yourself. What led you to reach out to start to work with other people?
Well, I've always worked with people. I've always been interested in maximizing people's quality of life and work effectiveness and getting the results they want. But a real turning point for me, a very significant turning point for me, was now, hard to believe, 25 years ago, I was working with a Fortune 100 company, consulting with them. I was flying from Texas to LA, and I was very, very sick. And yet I had that type A behavior that the show will go on. So while I was at the Dallas airport, I went outside before my flight was to leave to just get some fresh air. And unfortunately, I passed out. I fell over a ledge, and I fell over 25 feet. And messed up my body pretty much. I didn't know for over 10 months and multiple surgeries if I would ever walk again. I broke my back. I had a traumatic brain injury that I have some residual, but for the most part, I'm about as normal as somebody like me can be. And it was also when my marriage ended. There's a lot of story around that. My whole life just changed dramatically, literally overnight. And what ended up happening, though, was as I was attempting to recover, my mom, of all people, suggested maybe I might want to learn how to meditate, because it was a very traumatic time for me. And while I was in that process, I began to receive and cultivate my healing gifts that I use with my clients today, my processes that I use with my clients today, which is very different from that very traditional consultant that was out there previously. But at the same time, I've been able to marry, you know, my different experiences to maximize results. And what I'm really proud of is that when people work with me, we don't have to figure it out and spend weeks or months working at things. I can get to the root of what's interfering, what's missing. We shift it. And, you know, with a relatively short period of time, you know, you're off with your bad self and your life is good. And I'm very, very proud of that, because I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to hurt. And I don't like anybody to experience that. So I really do love turning people's dreams into reality, whatever that might be. And for me, that my entry point does happen to be helping singles attract love, working with couples to rekindle and replenish their relationship. And as Carolyn mentioned, I'm at CEO Space as a faculty member. And there I help people strengthen their relationship with their finances and success.
Carolyn, are you still there? Carolyn? Hello?
I was relocating.
Oh,
I was
sorry.
Relocating. I had sent you the message. One second. Okay, so to remind our listeners who didn't hear in the beginning, I am in D.C. today, and so I had to kind of relocate from the position I was in because the noise was getting a little bit too loud. So I just relocated to a nice, quieter place. And hopefully you'll stay quiet for the next as we finish out here. So
how can I help you guys and your listeners? You know, I've had my own business since 1981. You know, I've got a few miles in me. ask away. How can I maybe offer some guidance to your listeners?
So you had mentioned about how much relationships matter. So there are people who will say, especially women at times, that I don't want to have an intimate relationship. I don't need this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that's something they really need?
You know, I think that in part that could be a preference. If somebody doesn't want a relationship, that's fine. Does somebody need a relationship? You know, that's a tough question to answer. I know that some people, quite honestly, when I meet people like that, more than likely they have something in their past that where they have been deeply hurt. And it's like, I'm not messing with that anymore. And I recently had a retreat where there was a woman who met me where I was speaking, and she decided to come to my retreat, which was for single women. And yet when some people introduced themselves, she basically said, I'm not here for a relationship. I'm here because I know you're good at helping to get the results and the desires you want. And I'm like, okay, sounds good, you know, and we'll see how this all plays out. But within a very short time, I had one of the first exercises that we did. Her eyes were just bugged out because she really came because she wanted her business to grow. And that's fine. I help people with that. But after the first exercise, she's like, oops. She really got to, oh, my gosh, you know, there really is somebody for me. And I would really like that. But I think I've pushed that away because I don't ever want to go through what I had to go through in my previous marriage. And I see that more common. Or I've worked with people who have abuse in their life.
Mm.
And so again, we have a brilliant way in our mind and emotions of going into survival mode. You know, the brain does what it needs to do, the emotions get suppressed, but they're there, but they're buried. And the body and mind are brilliant at keeping us at least living and feeling like we're safe. So the gift, though, again, of what I received to help people, and I do say received, I did not go to college to do in part what I do right now. And by the way, it took me quite a while to say, whoa, what's going on? Because this was not anything even remotely close to anything I knew or was familiar with. But, you know, it's been such a gift. So, for example, with people that have gone through abuse, I've seen shifts immediately where they're not traumatized anymore. The fear goes away and the anxiety goes away, and they're able to free themselves of their past. And we don't have to sit around and relive it, and that is another gift. Because if somebody has gone through a bad experience, I think you've relived it probably more than any human being should have. So that also is a real gift in that sense.
Well, it's very hard.
I'm kind of intrigued by sort of the dichotomy in what you do. I mean, I've talked to clients, and I you generally get resistance on occasion where they say, well, I don't want to talk about this personal stuff. That's just too personal. You know, I want to keep focused on business. And almost always, you wind up wandering back and forth. But how do you handle transitioning people into this place where they're going to talk about some very personal things with you?
Well, first of all, that's the kind of person I attract. So if somebody is going to be really highly resistant, they're not going to be drawn to working with me. I would like to believe, in the feedback that I've gotten, I make it very safe for people to just be whoever they are. And that is the very first and most important thing that I create with a client. So there's a very safe container, and I don't push anything. And if there would be resistance, you know, then my process, you know, we just go, isn't that interesting? Let's see what's behind it. And we're able to bridge it. But I'm able, you know, I do believe that there is no such thing as just business or just personal growth. You know, it's a blend. You know, we're whole people, and I think it's time to allow each and every one of us to be whole. You know, when I was very young and starting out in training and development and consulting, first of all, I was young, and I looked even younger. And, you know, I was in new territory. So it was stressful. And I can remember I created a workshop for women. It was women in management. And there was a section in there about women working with women. Because back then, it's less today, but it's still in existence. Women were not each other's best supporters. And to actually put it out on the table and talk about it was unique, because there was this myth that, oh, you know, we got to be tough, we can't show our vulnerabilities. And I always felt like that's just so silly. I think a very strong value of mine is authenticity. And I like to give people permission to just be themselves. You know, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the whatever. And so that becomes really important. And I think for, you know, if you do have a client that meets with resistance, I think even just leaning into what possibly is going on, you know, I don't want to talk about that. Okay, we don't have to talk about that. But what is it about talking about that that has you feel uncomfortable? Because to me, that would be somebody who was never really given permission or even had the opportunity to really express themselves. You know, one of the things that I see with men in particular, more men than women, is they're, you know, you guys have been highly conditioned not to necessarily express yourself. You know, the phrase man up, you know, was very common. And Carolyn, you have a military background. I'm sure you saw this a lot. And so for men, you have not had it very easy either. First of all, you traditionally in the past were the breadwinners. You know, that's what you do well. You are the providers. You love taking care of people in your way. But also, as the roles started shifting, where women became more involved in the workforce, women became executives, managers, entrepreneurs, business owners. And so, as I mentioned earlier, it makes it very interesting when we're working together. So as women who became stronger and independent, we weren't really your best friends. You know, we didn't make it, nor do we make it necessarily today, easy for you to be authentic, for you to be vulnerable. And what I'm really happy about is I'm seeing a little more emphasis in workshops for men to give you the support, to give you the freedom, so that you can more authentically express yourself.
More and more, you see, we're working more. As you mentioned earlier, there's this overcompensation of things and work and everything in our life. Mm-hmm. And you see a lot of it now with women doing so much, and they're raising kids, they're working, they're taking care of a home. But that relationship piece is missing. how do you encourage women and get them to see that this is important?
Yeah, you know, I think in some ways, I haven't read the whole book, but Sheryl Sandberg actually addressed this in her book Lean In, where she felt like one of her most important decisions in her business career was the person she chose to marry. Now, unfortunately, her husband just passed away this year, very unexpectedly, but her message remains. And I think what I'm just seeing is the difference that women are starting to feel. You know, I'm much older. I'm in my 60s, but I'm meeting women in their 40s and 50s who have had wonderful careers, but it's like, oh my gosh, you know, just like you said, Carolyn, you know, I'm taking care of me, I'm taking care of my family, there's not enough hours in the day just for that, and then where is time for me to be nourished? And I was just talking to one of my clients just the other day, and she just recently met somebody that she really liked. And the turning point in the conversation, because initially she didn't think she would be interested in him. You know, nice guy, has a good career. There were a lot of things, but, you know, she's like, And she even said she almost had to force herself to go out on a second date. There was just something like, okay, let me just see, because it's not always the first impression, because not always is there a strong connection from the beginning. And some people believe that if there is, you know, it's more your wound or history that's coming into play as opposed to something healthy. Not all the time, though. And but to get back to what I was saying is, in her case, she's a successful businesswoman, has a very good, thriving business, and he looked at her at some point and said something to the effect, and obviously I'm paraphrasing, but that she thrived in her work environment and what she was doing, but she also really was wanting somebody to partner with her and really look out for her and maybe even take care of her a little bit. And she said she melted. She absolutely melted, because that was the piece that she didn't want to even acknowledge, probably to herself. You know, when you have to be responsible for a period of time, and it's either just yourself or you have children involved, there isn't necessarily the luxury, or there's an illusion of that, to say, you know, this really sucks. You know, I love what I do. I want to keep doing it. I hope I can do it until, you know, I take my last breath. But there's got to be a better way, and there's got to be more to life than this. And I think what I'm seeing now, because I'm really seeing couples coming together, I feel that there's a shift occurring. And because I think there's more support being invited into people's lives. And we're realizing, you know, maybe some of the ways we've done things aren't so great. And I think that with the women I work with, I actually support them and assist them in becoming more allowing to embrace more of their feminine aspects of themselves. Not to take away from their business, but even having a gentler way of doing business. And I think that we're seeing this anyway. And with men, I support them in teaching them more how to work and be with women, but also to give them the permission, just like what you were talking about earlier, to express themselves so that men can get allow themselves to get more support. When I work with couples, that's one of the practices that I'm happy to share. And it's very simple, but it is profound. If you find a time with your partner, if you're in a relationship, you pick a time a day, whether it be, you know, if it's just the two of you at dinner or after dinner, or if you have children after the kids are asleep. And this takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes max. And what you do is you basically say what you appreciate about your partner, what you appreciate about them, what you value about your relationship. And then the next piece is you share with your partner how you can best support me right now. Because a lot of times people get away in their busy lives from doing this kind of thing. And the difference, I have seen couples that were ready to quit. And just by starting that exercise alone, hearts softened. They opened up a little bit more. There was opportunity for connection. And it's a practice that I feel is very important to keep that connection, to say, I see you, I love you, I know you, and I want to support you. And it's our job to tell our partner how we want to be supported. For those of us that, and I'm one of them, the reason I know this is important is because for so many years, I didn't know what to even ask for because support was just foreign to me. You know, I had an upbringing that, you know, I wasn't supported. So it was a foreign concept. I am magnificent at supporting other people. I have mastered that and then some. And that can even be clues. If you're not all that great at asking for support, think about what you do for your friends or your family. So you've got the skills. You just need to begin applying them to yourself. And by the way, if you do not have a relationship and you're wanting one, I encourage you to do the same exercise, only with yourself. What do you appreciate about yourself? What do you value? What are you grateful for? And what would best support you right now? Because...
Oh, go ahead. I was just thinking how interesting that is for someone to have to ask those questions of themselves and how difficult it is for people to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, most people are walking around appreciation empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those of you that are in a corporate business environment, you know, people don't always acknowledge what you're doing. And we have to begin taking more responsibility to acknowledge ourselves. Too many people, and this has been a learning curve for me as well, too many people keep setting the bar very high. And as a result, it's like you're never quite there. Instead of, wow, look at what I did today. Look at what I accomplished. You know, look at a life that I got to touch. You know, whatever it might be. And it doesn't have to be big, bolder kinds of experiences. I remember years ago, it's been a very long time ago, I was working with a coach. And she had me write down the things that I had accomplished during my day. And then I was to write a dollar amount of what I thought the value of that was. And what was very telling that she pointed out to me was, you know, unless it was, quote, significant, I gave everything else just teeny tiny numbers. I wasn't valuing the different steps that I was taking or the actions that I took unless it was significant. And even then, I was defining what significant meant. So I think it's important to really appreciate, to value who you are, what's special about you, and what you have to offer, and really live from that place, to recognize you're special, you are loved, you're appreciated, to look for what fulfills you, and to live from that place. And typically when I work with couples, for example, and even my singles, they're, you know, their love tanks are pretty low. People don't typically come to me when they're just, woohoo, way happy. I wish they would, you know. But they leave a whole lot happier. That part I like.
So how do you start the process?
Excuse me?
How do you start people on the process to start to appreciate both themselves and their partners?
Well, I think the first thing I tend to do when I work with somebody is I really look at what they're wanting to accomplish and to experience. And then I work with them. We create a vision for that. We create a mission for that, which is a deeper dive. We look at strategies and start, you know, unweaving that. Now, I have developed a very unique diagnostic system, which allows me very quickly to identify a core issue that's holding them back, interfering and squashing them in a way that they're not living a happy, fulfilled life and really living the life that deep in their heart they so desire. So that's really how I set the stage. And then it's kind of the Rubik's Cube. You know, we keep moving the pieces and getting that in place so there's no longer a hole. You know, if you look at a puzzle, you know, when people come to work with me, there's at least one piece that's missing. And so even if it's just one piece, it doesn't feel complete. Your life doesn't feel complete. Some people have more than one piece missing. It may be a relationship, but maybe their health has also suffered because of some of their stress. Or, you know, it could be something else. Or their business is also struggling. So it just really depends. The other thing I look at, and this is part of my own proprietary system, is I look at where to begin. So if somebody's coming to me because they want to attract love now, you would think we would focus on love, and we will. But I have a way of looking into where their first area of focus of what they need to do, where they need to begin. And I call this the entry point. So let me give you an example. I had someone who actually came to me. Well, this is, I always think of this person because it was so extreme. I actually had a person come to me because in his case, his business was just going south. He had been a consultant and he just was unable to get any contracts. And he was really starting to get very, very concerned. And he was single. He had been divorced, I think, for close to a couple of years. And so me, the rational person, would have said, okay, let's dust you off. Let's get your business going. And then, you know, we can look at some of this other stuff. But when I use my methodology, his entry point happened to be he was to begin dating. Now, me, the person, I would never have suggested that. So we looked at that, and in his case, he got online, he started talking to women, And in a very short period of time, actually met somebody that he had a very strong connection with. Well, guess what happened to his business? It started to flourish. We were still doing other things with his business, but this was the entry point. And so it's just very interesting to me. I've had people come to me because I've helped people release excess weight. I have a program called Loving Yourself Lean. And somebody came to me because they had a friend that had released a whole ton of weight, and she wanted some of what her friend got. And so we started, and her entry point happened to be career. And she was not happy about that. She said, I didn't come to you for career. I said, I know. So we did focus on that, and she ended up getting a new job in like a couple, 3 weeks. And guess what started happening with her weight? So it really just, and I've seen this over and over and over again. And it just, I don't know what happened that I got the idea to look at change that way. I'm grateful because it's proven to be very effective. It doesn't always make sense, but it does always accelerate results, and that's what I'm always interested in.
That sounds very powerful with some of the transformations that you help people make. Now, you currently have a book that you've already written, and you have one that's about to be released soon, and it's called Attract Love Now. Can you tell our listeners about the book?
Well, it's just that. I haven't finished writing. It's going to be released in January, and I have to have it all done by November 15th. So it will be done. And basically, it's guiding people through part of the process that I use, what you need to begin, how you position yourself to attract love. And so I just take people through those steps. So, for example, in the book, we do talk about vision and mission. I talk about the lemonade syndrome. The lemonade syndrome is how too many people overly compromise in a relationship, meaning they see that there are some core issues, but that there's a difference, but they'd say, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. And somewhere down the road, it's not okay. So it's making lemonade out of lemons. And so I talk about that. And I also talk about the mischief makers of what we do to keep love away. And then, you know, looking at what you really do, how you do it, and things along those lines.
So for our listeners who want to make sure that they're able to get a copy of the book when it comes out, how can they stay attuned and in touch with you so they don't miss the release?
Okay, well, the release is going to be, I don't have an exact date, it's going to be in January. I mean, they can email me, wendy@wendydarling.com. You can go to my website. My new website's actually, I think, going to come live, hopefully, this week. And that's wendydarling.com. And you can sign up to be on my mailing list. So those are two ways. And it'll be on Amazon for sure.
Awesome. That will definitely help spreading the word about it because it sounds like a lot of information that people need to hear. Some of it they won't want to hear. People hate having to face these things about themselves. But I think it's going to be a very powerful book. Knowing the work you do, it'll be very powerful. And again, another way, an extension of you on how people can begin to transform and attract that love. I love the whole concept.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, I think that's really at the core of what I work with people in and teach people in how they can live their lives is I teach people how to truly experience the desires of their heart. And I think that's really important. And I also even just want to add to something that you said, Carolyn. I really don't feel, with what we now know and how we can do things, that it has to be challenging to look at the human experiences that you've had and how to shift it. You know, when I went to graduate school, it was all talk therapy. That's all we were able to do, knew how to do. And there's so many other ways to be able to examine and find and shift that are faster and easier. And I'm grateful I'm one of those people because we know, we know so much more today. And I'm sure it's going to evolve even beyond what I'm capable of doing today. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I welcome it. And so in that sense, it's even easier to make those shifts. And all it is removing stuff that's been put inside of you, either the stories that you've made up, the beliefs that have been created, the emotional impact it's had on yourself that's still existing to some extent in your body, and we can shift it so easily and gently. I mean, I've seen so many extreme cases of anxiety, of abuse, I mean, really extreme cases where people got relief. People sometimes will come and work with me for a day or two when they have situations like this, and we do some intensive work, and they leave not the same person. You know, nightmares end. You know, it's I could just keep telling you example after example, but my favorite is when I get a text or I get a call, or usually they're texts or calls. I've met them, and then I also support my clients in those early days and weeks, you know, as they navigate a new relationship. But most of them are already prepared by the time love comes in, although some have welcomed love. I think the record is like 2 weeks, but that's really an exception. that had not happened before. Usually it takes, you know, a couple few months. But even that, I don't think that's very long.
I hate to do this, but I'm serving my role as timekeeper. We're running up on the end of the show. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to – Carolyn always gets the last question. I'm going to let her do that. Don't mind.
The problem is I have two questions, so I'll
okay,
try to
– Okay, so I'll talk fast.
Okay. The first one, when you talked about the clients you've worked with, and you talked about identifying the starting point for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people want to figure out how do they find this starting point, how could you help them with that?
It's my structure. It's my system. So I can do that in like 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's another reason people need to reach you.
If I can just add real quickly, I take the guesswork out of working with people. We go from, you don't have to figure it out. We don't have to guess. I have a system that takes care of that. Okay, next question.
So, again, that's another reason why our listeners should reach out to you is to figure out where do I even start, because that's one of the biggest questions they often have.
Yeah.
And so go ahead.
No, go on.
The second question is, and this is how I wanted to wrap this up, you know, society, the way it is today, they tell you a message at times that you can't have it all. You can't have the great career and the fabulous intimate relationship. It's only a fairy tale. It's myth. It's on TV. It's in movies. So for the people out there that are listening thinking, yeah, they've heard of it, but is this really possible for me? What would you say to them?
Well, I believe first and foremost that anything that you desire in your heart is your truth. I believe God plants our desires within us to help us grow and cultivate to experience that. I don't believe our desires are there to torment us. And I do believe it can work. And I think that conditioning of you can't have it all is baloney. You can have, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, you still have to work at it. But you do have the opportunity to have that. And if you aren't in alignment, if you're not experiencing that, you know, the other thing too is people are more than welcome to reach out to me and see if what I offer is a fit. But I think it's just really important to look at the conditioning and the beliefs that exist and begin to challenge that. Is that really true? Is that really true? Because the truth is, why not? There's a really cute movie out right now. I saw it last weekend, The Intern. And even though it's still a bit Hollywood, it touches on some of the very issues that, to some extent, that we're talking about. You know, balancing life. And is it possible? Now, there's a little drama in there, so it's not like, oh, yeah, if the woman goes for her career, you know, there's going to be fallout. But, you know, it does take some, a little bit of effort, but it's very possible. And, again, I'm biased. I believe we're designed to be in relationships. I believe we're designed to live in community. And I believe we're designed to live and do life and business in a cooperative fashion.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you.
Yeah, Wendy, thank you for joining us today. Great show. I really appreciate all your insights.
Thank you. Well, it was nice to have the opportunity and to spend what's still relatively early morning for me in California. I know you guys are in your afternoon time already.
Yes. Yes. But I thank you so much for being with us and sharing this such a powerful process that you have and that, you know, encouraging and motivating people that they can have the true desires of their heart. And I think if people did, it would totally shift some of the just the things about our society today. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thanks for inviting me anytime. I'm happy to come back.
All right.
We will
definitely
have you back.
Carol, we've got less than a minute.
Thank you for our listeners today. Have a wonderful, blessed week. And Mark?
If it ain't broke,
make it better. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a blessed week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.